September 11th, and I'm preaching about love. How about that? Sounds out of place, doesn't it? On a day when we remember so much grief, so much fear, so much terror. Remember that song in Spanish we learned a couple of weeks ago? Cambia, todo cambia. Changes. Everything changes. When I think about the changes I have seen in myself and in the world and my lifetime, which is getting longer and longer these days, I can say that a lot has changed. What is change if not a revolution, a turning, sometimes so small that it might just be a shift in our perception of ourselves or the world. Sometimes a profound transformation that can create a movement to liberate entire nations. As you might have read in my minister's message, September 11 is a date that marked me deeply and continues to shape my social justice ministry. Some of us connect September 11 immediately with the Twin Towers, with the panic and the fear in the faces of the people of New York City. I do too. And I also connect September 11 to my own country, Chile. In the early hours of the morning of September 11, 1973, we witnessed the beginning of a terrorist attack that lasted for almost 2 decades. A military dictatorship that persecuted, tortured, executed, and disappeared thousands of people, mostly poor people, workers, social justice activists, musicians and poets, teachers, like my uncle, Guillermo. On September 11, 1973, we woke up to the radio playing military marches and delivering ultimatums for people considered to be enemies of the state, for wanting freedom, for expressing love. Our lives would never be the same. A state of siege and curfews were imposed. Random searches were conducted at night of our homes, and public book burnings became the norm. Sound familiar? Brings you back to the 1940s? Yeah. So instead of celebrating my 14th birthday, my friend and I buried our books in her backyard. As we placed our books that had become dangerous nowadays, we felt as if our own childhoods were being buried. All around us was terror, fear getting closer and closer, fear that we buried deep in our hearts. For the longest time, I carried this fear, this grief as a shield, as a wall. I learned to live in fear like I was breathing and didn't have to think about it. It was just a part of my everyday existence. Even after we left Chile and came to live in the United States, I learned to suppress spontaneous laughter, to speak in whispers, to cover the windows, to cut down hope and aspirations as soon as they started to blossom. I learned to consider such things as poetry, dance, and even falling in love as an act of almost betraying the victims. I learned to live without true joy, without true love. That is until I gave birth to my son, Eric. At 23, the moment I looked into his eyes, I saw his smile, I heard his laughter. He melted my heart. All the walls came tumbling down. I was surprised by my own tears, the release of old fears, a return to joy, a return to love. When I heard my baby laugh, I became fully human once again. And he began training me, and he has been training me for 34 years in the joy of unconditional love. This tiny being revolutionized my entire existence with a smile. And so today, I make sure to pay attention when people are smiling. It rekindles the light of love, especially during hard times. At that time, my broken heart was able to receive the healing light of love. I was saved by love, and I joined others and rolled up my sleeves and began a life of activism that has blessed me with so many opportunities to say yes to joy, to say yes to hope, to say yes to love, to life in community and in this particular community. In 1990, I was living in New York City. I took my then 8-year-old to see Nelson Mandela in Harlem. I wanted to teach my son about the terror of apartheid, about Mandela's horrible 27-year imprisonment, about injustice, about poverty. We wore matching t-shirts with the ANC flag and the image of Mandela upon our hearts. The crowds were amazing, pulsating, dancing, laughing, dressed in beautiful, brilliant colors. I really don't remember what Mandela said. Some reporters later said that when asked about the people that tortured him and imprisoned him, he said he didn't have time for that. How about that? He did not have time for that. Instead of political speeches, instead of recounting the horrors of prison, instead of hateful words or reliving the indignities of prison, Nelson Mandela spoke of joy. He spoke of hope. He laughed and he danced. Oh boy, did he dance. He danced just like the women of Soweto had danced in the face of brutal police repression. And they sang while they danced as the police approached to beat them, to jail them, to defile them. They danced and they sang, "Siya Hamba, Siya Hamba, Siya Hamba. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of love. We are singing. We are praying. We are hoping. We are. We are." And there was almost a vision. Our beloved Nelson Mandela started singing and dancing with abandonment, with silliness and pure joy. But I was unprepared for that. I was so used to stories of pain and suffering. I was not ready. Wait, what is this? I said. Suddenly the tears came streaming down my face, ancient tears suppressed for so long, tears for buried books, for the disappeared, for the terror that took away our childhood, for glimmers of light that were turned into shadows, for blooms yet unfolding and cut down without mercy with the sharp edge of hateful words. And then everything changed. Cambia, todo cambia. I took my son's hand and I began to dance. We began to dance slowly at first, almost afraid to move and looking around to see if people were watching me. And then I just let go. I let go. And I let joy and love pour in and out of my broken heart. And others joined us too, their tears and laughter, unearthing the joy that had been buried for so long. We all sang and we all danced. Siya Hamba. Siya Hamba. Siya Hamba. Today, I believe in the possibility of a more loving and just world. Today, I believe that transformation is not only necessary, but possible. Amen? I believe that laughter, weeping, singing, dancing, poetry, reading, and storytelling, holding our children close, and falling in love, and finding joy in the everyday smile of a neighbor is a revolutionary act that can transform the world. Amen? So fast forward to 2014, and I found myself in seminary with an extraordinary woman, Valerie Kaur. We were both part of the Wednesday noon services and had opportunities to introduce our respective religious traditions to our divinity school communities. When it was her turn to lead us in worship, Valerie invited her community from the local Sikh Gurdwara, who taught us about Chardi Kala. Chardi Kala refers to a mental state of optimism and joy, a positive state of mind, even and precisely because of times of adversity. The Punjabi word Chardi Kala can be translated as ascending energy, high spirits, positive optimism, an attitude of life towards life and towards the future. Chardi Kala is the state of mind which a person has positive feelings, satisfaction, self-dignity. This attitude allows one to face the hardships and involves joining and helping others in their hour of need. Chardi Kala is the spirit of optimism and revolutionary love, even in suffering. In the aftermath of September 11, 2001, it was the spirit of Chardi Kala that inspired Valerie to travel around the United States to interview victims of hatred and racism against Sikhs and Muslims. What she found would forever change her spiritual path. She became a social justice activist, a spiritual warrior through storytelling. Today, she shares her stories as part of her revolutionary love campaign. Her words bring healing, compassion, and inspire others to find their voices and share their own stories. Two September 11th, two women, two mothers, two daughters, two storytellers seeking peace within and without and beyond our borders. Two hearts shaped by tragedy and unconditional love. I used to say that my ministry was shaped by Latin American liberation theology and by September 11, 1973. Today, thanks to the extraordinary labor of love by Valerie, I must also add that my ministry is shaped and rooted by the Sikh principle of Chardi Kala and by September 11, 2001. Valerie believes that the way we commemorate the 15th year anniversary of 9/11 will shape our nation's future, and she asks us to consider. Will we honor the dead by recommitting our nation to love? Or will we allow 9/11 to be used to incite hate and violence this election season? The call of our time, she says, is towards revolutionary love in our lives and in our politics. In the wake of escalating hate, polarization, and deep division, we are called to build a movement for revolutionary love. 4 years ago, on August 5th, a white supremacist opened fire in a Sikh Gurdwara in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, spilling blood in a place of prayer and peace. Six people were killed, and many were wounded. Valerie says that when the blood was still fresh on the ground, young people whose parents and aunts and uncles had been murdered came together. They sang prayers while they pulled out the blood-soaked carpets and repaired the shattered glass. They gathered to pray for every person who was killed, including the soul of the gunman. And then they rolled up their sleeves and turned the impulse to love into social action, into political action, joining community leaders to build new initiatives, forge new friendships, even change federal hate crimes policy. This story, says Valerie, holds the antidote we need. It is a seed of hope. It is a seed of love. Stories of revolutionary love are like seeds of peace, of compassion, and hold tremendous potential for change within ourselves, within our communities. I believe that we are not alone in believing in the power of love. We can respond by engaging first with ourselves, with our breath. Check in with our hearts. Can we stretch it a little bit more until there are no others, until there are no strangers? Can we respond then with our loved ones, then with our communities, and ultimately respond to those who are hard to love with unconditional love and compassion? Valerie has taught me to believe and to practice this revolutionary love, a kind of love, she says, that drives courageous action to change our culture and politics. This love, she says, is not safe. It's not easy. It requires loving people who don't look like you, who disagree with you, or even hurt you. Valerie is not alone in calling us to revolutionary love. We are calling for revolutionary love as well. Amen. Right here, right now, we have broken hearts. But that broken heart lets in the love that we receive, lets out the love that we can share with one another. I invite you this morning to consider the practice of Charity Kala. It means that we must choose love and optimism each day in the face of war and hatred. Even after 15 years of fighting the same fight, or for me, a Unitarian Universalist minister from Chile, after 43 years, I learned to love anew with every breath. So this Sunday, September 11th, both Valerie and I will be joining a growing number of revolutionaries who continue to mourn, but who continue to organize and work together to give love the shape of justice. I invite us to commemorate this anniversary for the two Septembers by opening our hearts to the light of change, perhaps an imperceptible change that only we know deep within ourselves. What have we buried in our hearts? What dreams? What grief? What fear have we buried in our hearts that needs to be released in song, in prayer, in service? How will we recommit ourselves to choosing love again and again with each new breath? How can we be inspired by Charity Kala to bring into our lives more compassion, more forgiveness towards ourselves and each other? Right here, right now, there's an opportunity to open our hearts to the light of change and the power of revolutionary love. As Unitarian Universalists, our theology is one of moving forward together, sharing the journey, marching in the light of love on a shared journey towards justice and freedom from all oppressions. Will you join us? Will you join us? Yes. Amen. Siya Hamba. Siya Hamba. Siya Hamba. Blessed be. Ashe. Ashe.